It is.
But we're not smashing tables today, John.
Not today.
Maybe a little yard sale later.
This is your first time listening to Two Beers In. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm John Davies.
It's going
to
be a real barn burner.
Is anyone
keep it going?
I feel as though I need to check everything that's been. There's three pieces of paper with terminology in front of me today that. We're all going to learn something today. What's good? I'm John Davies at WB&Q. If this is your first time listening, thanks for joining us. We always like to introduce ourselves as we get going, so let's make our way around the table clockwise.
Jeff from Keg Grove.
I'm Tyler from Keg Grove.
Little Jeff, Keg Grove.
And our special guest this week, it's our first foursome guest, right? No, I don't Ooh, think this is the yes. most... Yeah.
This is the biggest sum we've ever had, yes. Threesome was our previous record, but we're going foursome today, John.
Justin, I'm a third line defensive man on a two line team.
Perfect. Yeah, these are the hockey boys with a Z at the end. Yes.
Corey, professional beer leaguer.
I'm Keith. I play for the Dirt Scooters. They bring me out here once in a while.
Joe, player coach.
Nice. I have my relationship with you guys because we've started coming in early for soccer on Saturday mornings, and we'll get to how you guys kind of started coming into the brewery, but were you guys friends before you started playing hockey together? Is this kind of a hodgepodge of friendship due to the fact that y'all kind of love the same stuff, or
how did this really get started? I met all these guys through hockey, the hockey league. Mm-hmm.
And then we came closer by drinking beer.
Yeah, right?
and our love of beer.
Okay. Central Illinois guys, I mean, born and raised. What's the non-hockey kind of upbringing background for us? In shorthand, there's no need to really get into the deep dive at all.
I'm from the Chicago suburbs, so it's huge up there. But I went to school down here and never moved back. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's when I started playing with these guys and...
Our only guest in an actual hockey jersey.
Right? Yeah. Right, yes.
Right? Really
he came from here.
I'm hoping one of them's from Manitoba, personally.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't think we have anybody.
I'm kidding.
So you guys are a part of, is it a league? Is it just a group of 20 of you guys that play on Saturday mornings because you can? I mean, give us the background of what's going on Saturday mornings as early as it is.
So it's Bloomington Men's Hockey Club?
Morning hockey. As a director, I'll...
The player coach director.
I'll throw all the titles in. It's a club. There's probably like 80 members. And so we have private rentals Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays around 6 o'clock every morning.
Puck drops at 6 a.m.
Calisthenics start earlier, though.
Oh, yeah.
Biscuit.
You got to do calisthenics.
The biscuit.
The biscuit.
The biscuit drops and the mitts drop.
How are ice times in Bloomington? How easy is it to get on?
It's awful. Okay. Yeah, two sheets isn't enough for this town.
Two sheets.
That's the rate. Not to the wind.
Yeah, so we got the Pepsi Ice Center sheet. Right, or Jolson Rink,
right.
And then we have the GMA rink, the Grossinger Motors, and they allow us to buy ice from them as well, which the youth hockey uses all the time.
Oh, right on. They're still playing in Grossinger. It's not all just Pepsi Ice Center. Okay.
Yep, so I coach a hockey team that's practiced at Grossinger. We maybe had one practice at the Bloomington Ice Rink.
Okay.
Yep, all season long. So the rest of it's all been Grossinger.
What is I grew up playing soccer. I know nothing about hockey. What is kind of the turnaround to take Grossinger and then make it a hockey rink for Saturday morning? I mean, what is that kind of?
Isn't it full time ice now?
It's always ice.
Right? Full-time they ice. Cover it. They lace stuff over it if they have an event there.
So like when cheerleading will come through January, February. They'll close down the rink. It's usually like Friday. They'll need at least a day or two setup time to to put like the whatever the stadium down for.
So is that like a counter Lambo thing where they're kind of keeping the field warm enough to play, but is there a fridge equivalent underneath? I mean, I don't.
Yep.
To kind of yeah. I mean, yeah. Feel yep. free to also jump no, in that's there. No, that's it. Explain to the idiots.
Yeah.
So cement base layer. I always love the painting process. I love a good time lapse of like watching a stadium flip over and seeing all this shit kind of happen in 10 seconds that took 12 hours. But hockey's one of those situations. You guys are playing so early. I mean, I feel sorry for, I guess, the Zamboni driver. Is that something that you guys also have to like, if you're coming in and your puck drop or the biscuit drops it, 6 in the morning. I mean, does someone have to kind of
somebody's got to open for us?
Well, they exam it the night before, right?
Okay.
They don't exam before we get on the ice.
So
it's
they
already
cut
been.
It the night... Yeah, that's the term. They cut it the night before, right?
Yep.
And then somebody's got to open for us. It's usually
not
a
on the reference sheet.
Zam is a Zamboni.
And it's...
That does the cutting.
I want to drive a Zamboni.
Oh, don't
so the icer... You look good on a Zamboni.
I think so.
Drinking a Molson?
Yeah. Stay a Zamboni for a spin, eh?
Move it, hosers.
The ice in the morning is fantastic.
It's the best. It's the best.
Oh,
sheet.
Yeah.
It's froze all night long. It's had all night to sit, and just it's perfect in the morning.
So fast, what's best? I mean, what makes it
best? What makes it fast is us.
Your skill, baby.
We're the skaters on the ice in the morning. That's what makes it fast, because we're super athletic.
I've heard that.
You guys are all, like, put together adults, but, like, when I see hockey on TV, I'm watching these guys pull out their mouth guards, and here come half their teeth. I mean...
You got all your teeth?
Is everyone in the room got them all the real ones?
We've got a secret. We just wear a full cage.
Yeah.
Because we don't get paid to play.
We got you. Cagers.
But I'm still taking a puck to the face. I'm the only guy that wears a cage and still gets a puck to the face.
Yeah. It's a good story.
Right here. Broke my nose.
Okay.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I took my helmet off on the bench and...
And you don't
because your water bottle was frozen.
My water bottle froze. I left it in the truck overnight, so I go to take a drink, and I had to unscrew it. So I take my helmet off, and before I could even touch it, I'm on my back.
Oh, man. Another aspect of hockey that I think outside of big fans, like it's the fighting with. What you guys have going on Saturday mornings, do the gloves ever come off? I'm sure you throw your buddies into the boards from time to time, but do the gloves ever come off? You guys ever had to take a Saturday off the next week because, Brian's a real dickhead?
No, there's never like full-on fights.
We're all friends out there.
Everybody, yeah.
It's usually pretty
stay out of the corners.
Yeah, you know? There's some people that play a little harder.
It's not
than
a check league
too,
either. We aren't checking. We aren't doing full check at this age. We all have to go back to work the next day,
Yeah.
It's some people's Stanley Cup, though.
Well, absolutely. Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, it's game 7.
It's the happiest they've been since junior high school. Yeah.
Yep. They get cut pretty quick, though.
There's a long line
it's
of
a club
to play with us.
It's a club. There's members, and sometimes your membership doesn't get renewed from session to session.
You didn't get the email.
It'd be awesome, though. Like, they all show up, like, State Farm or wherever they're working with, like, look like they came out of Fight Club.
Yeah, his broken nose. Yeah. What happened? Like, I took my helmet off.
Hey, Rec League older guy. Rec
League hockey man, sorry. Yep.
Yeah, I lasted about a year with a visor, no cage, till I took a stick to the lip.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then I put a cage on.
Yeah.
That was, like, before we all got to know each other. Like, oh,
yeah,
that's
3-3, though.
Yeah.
We were, yeah.
But you looked cool.
I look super cool.
Right?
But you're playing so
you
early, like, there's
Keith
no honey out there.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just great when you got a lisp for a week because your lips so sore.
I mean, there are people we play with that do go no mask. And, I mean, you're playing with all levels, too.
Yeah.
The level of control is different from somebody that is new to hockey to somebody who's had it. Like, so, I don't know. I don't understand the draw to go no shield at all or no cage.
Because it looked cool.
Well, and there's a goal.
It's not changing my game. Like,
no, yeah.
That. My vision is the same. I'm going to miss the same pass with or without it.
Well, it's just like with everything. There comes a certain age where we revert back to when we were told to wear a helmet,
right?
You know what I mean?
There's Bucket.
Oh, sorry, Bucket. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you.
There's a goalie in town that took a puck right through his mask. Hit him in the eye, and he couldn't see out of that eye for like 2 weeks.
Ooh.
I mean, it went through his mask. None of us shot backs. We're not.
Not that good. Not that good. Not that good. No.
That's up near the cheese. We stay low. We don't get up there.
You gotta watch, you know, you gotta watch a little lettuce from time to time. Make sure we're good. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You brought up goalies. I've played a few. I mean, I think in terms of, like, game style, right? Like, basketball, you're playing 5-on-5. You know, within, like, a rec situation, you can play 4-4s and a 1, right? But with hockey, like, you need a goalie. Soccer, you need a goalie. I think, like, is that the hardest thing to come across when you're doing this rec league? I mean, like, you find your one goalie and, like, cool, you're my new best friend. We're going to make sure that this guy continues to come back week to week. I mean,
it's tough to be friends with goalies. They're weird.
Sure.
They're weird people. Super
weird. Elaborate. I mean, like, yeah.
They're just, they're every
lot of time in isolation.
You can call them a tendy if it's on your cheat sheet.
You got that one?
You know, the
no, tendy. We'll write this one in.
Yeah. All right. Tendies games. They're strange people. Games are on. They just, it takes an interesting personality to want to get 80-mile-an-hour puck shot at you all day, right. And they always just, they got a screw loose, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Do they have to wear skates?
I want to know where this is going. Where
I've never before. Heard of this.
Where are we going with this? This is new to anybody.
The man that loves hockey over here.
Yeah.
It's not so nimble.
Oh, no.
But if he doesn't have to wear skates.
Can he wear flip-flops?
No, I'd be terrible.
I see what you're saying. I see where you're going with this.
I can block a lot of space, but going down and up, that's not happening fast.
Yeah, but just, you know, we'll put some pads on top of you. That's good luck. Yeah,
right. I'd say that's a prereq for
I don't know if they make skates. Yeah.
Right.
So to answer, 16? Yes, I believe you do.
Yeah, I did have a pair of skates.
Is size 16?
Yeah.
Why?
No. Actually, I think they're 15s. My feet have since
they were figure
gotten
skating.
Bigger.
Toe
still growing.
Toe
we just screw gunned a knife on the bottom. He's fine.
Yeah, they were fun to get.
In terms of gear, I think hockey's probably got to be one of the more expensive to be doing at a recreational
and stinky.
Level. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Come on, you guys get a face wash every once in a while.
You make football players do smell.
But you don't really see a whole lot of kind of rec football. I mean, flag football is one thing. You want to go and do touch, right? But like for you guys, in order to do what you're doing on Saturday morning, can you kind of, for a novice and someone that has no idea what's going on, can you run me through top to bottom all your equipment to get you ready for the ice on Saturday and what that average price point is?
Well, let's start with, when's the last time you guys actually bought a piece of protective equipment?
Yeah, we're known for just using it till it breaks, till it's unusable anymore.
Yeah,
I'm wearing, I'm wearing the same pants that I wore in high school.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Yeah, same elbow pads. My elbow pads, Velcro, I've never undone. You do the Velcro once, and then you just leave it.
And they don't smell.
Oh,
depends on what day it is. So not always.
We try to wash, right?
Yeah.
You were doing it and whatnot. Keith was doing a washing regimen this session.
Yeah.
I think you lost a bet.
I did. It's I moved in with my girlfriend and she said you're washing the stuff. You know, one of my buddies in Peoria, we were out drinking and he goes up to Shannon and he says something like, "Hey, I really appreciate you making him wash this."
The thing is, there's definitely different smells. Like some people, and you know the guys you skate with, they smell bad. And I don't know if it's they don't, you know, air their gear out or do anything, but there is a horrible odor, and as soon as you get by them, but then some people don't.
Is that like a defense thing, you think, though, when someone wants to like pick a fight with somebody on the ice? Like, I ain't fighting the stinky guy.
It's
like nobody wants to fight the naked guy. Like, if you're not a fighter, you just take your clothes off. No one's going to hit the guy that's naked. Like, you don't want to wrestle around that guy.
So it's the same thing with football. I mean, football and hockey have a lot of similar equipment. And I mean, I remember, everything stunk all the time. And I mean, it got to the point where it's like pure ammonia, like you're sweating out and just, ugh. Yeah, it was a rough one, but I think it's got to be similar in hockey. I mean, in football, if you're a lineman, you want to stink as bad as you can. I mean, if you
really
advantage.
Is that like a thought that
I mean,
like,
yeah,
crossed your mind, or is it
well,
just
I mean, everybody stunk, so you just stunk too, right?
But
I mean, but
you still
want to
be,
but you're like
something.
You're running into somebody and you're like plowing and you're like walk away, you're like, oh, I smell like him. It's like gross.
It's like grabbing a snail.
Yeah,
you know, I was like,
yeah,
I don't want to tackle that guy.
What?
Well, Joe, what about that guy on our beer league team? The guy looks like Pigpen from, from the Peanuts.
It appears
literally
like
looks like he
forming.
Like
No way.
It looks like he like fell in dirt with his equipment on because he hasn't washed it in I don't know how long.
He works hard.
So, nice to see you brush your own fleece.
His stuff rarely gets aired out. And when he puts it on, it's game time. Or really just unzips the bag,
it's bad.
You know. So when you walk into the locker room, you abort mission on that side. You go to the corner.
Let's go to the goalie spot.
See that. You see that situation. You go, yeah, okay. Oh, hey, good to see ya. I'm going to sit over here.
Is that a superstition thing at all? I mean, like, I worked for the Flying Aces when I first moved to town, and there was a hockey thing that I've not known, but I've not spent a lot of time in a locker room with a logo in the middle of the room, right? And, like, apparently not supposed to walk in the logo. That's a thing, right? No, is that?
Well, that's a thing.
Yeah, do you have rituals before? I know you do. Have rituals before you go on the ice.
Oh, the ritual started.
We do.
Have a ritual. Let's get there.
There are some locker room important things. And
you
so
get on this?
Yeah.
Oh, the Malort.
Okay.
One of them is the Malort. And that is usually reserved for anyone who's smart enough to have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, or get their coffee switched out with it.
Oh, yeah, that
happens. So the Malort gives you powers.
You might have to have some Malort.
Yeah,
there's different rules.
Have you reached out for a sponsorship quite yet? I mean,
but Jepson's Malort is listening. We love your product, and it is the sweetest
liqueur.
We're happy to pay for it.
Super delicious.
Save a lot of money if we did.
So you do the Malort first. And then if it's that gives you protection, and then you do it again after for not.
I will say the best thing we used Malort for was the rink was closed for COVID during COVID. Opened up for a month maybe.
It was like a funny month and October.
There's this weird month where we brought Malort in beforehand. And we handed out nice little cups, shot glasses to everybody. And everybody had to do a shot of Malort inside the locker room. And if we saw somebody not, respond to the disgustingness of Malort, then we knew they had COVID because they lost their sense of taste. It was an instant COVID test.
Dr. Fauci, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to see this. That's a good in action. I mean, we may have to get something just...
Except for the poor bastard that his taste has been gone for... Four months.
But it probably killed it. COVID that was...
But they lost
it. It may bring it back.
So
drink some Malort, right?
We need to test
this. Malort may bring it back.
We need to test this during this episode.
Yeah?
Does Tyler taste Malort?
Ooh. Here we go.
I only drink Malort if I got an old style.
We got three podcasts to record today. We're breaking the one rule that we have.
Yeah. He doesn't have to have a full one. Just a little taster.
Just a little taster. Just to see.
Wait, you guys have rules?
Just a little rattlesnake mouth.
Not very much.
I don't remember you guys have rules.
Not very much, but...
It's going to be a long day. Just don't kill yourself.
Yeah, just a little. We just want to...
There we go.
Perfect. He knows what it tastes like.
Let me verify. Yes, that is Malort.
And it's not been watered down.
It's the real deal.
And...
Nothing.
Emotional.
Or he's just
I get a little bit.
No, that's a cool guy.
All right. I get a little bit.
What an
Malort brought it back.
Yes.
It's a healing drink.
It's probably the strongest ritual that we have in the locker room. Well, we've got other ones that... probably aren't suitable, but this one.
You can give us the PG.
Blood oath and whatnot.
No.
But back to your question about the price of equipment.
Sure.
Yes.
You can go from here. You can go you can spend as little
as
or as much
as you want to be.
Just with any
day.
Sport, right?
Yeah.
With anything. You want $100 pair of skates, you can find it. You want $800 pair of skates, you can find it.
Sure.
In general, $100
stick,
$300. As long as you're normal sized, Corey.
Well, yeah.
You ever got guy that rolls in and like, hey, let me borrow a pair from the Pepsi Ice Center left line at home? I mean,
I'll go home before I skate in rentals. I'm not skating those things.
Yeah. Well, you want the finger skating?
I'll just go back to the bar before I skate.
Lost and found.
Noted. Okay, is that just because they're so broken in that's not your foot? I mean,
I would say broken in is not the term.
No. Sure. Okay.
However,
just
there's something.
Yeah.
Or broken.
It's just broken.
So, in general, though, stick or skates more expensive?
Skates.
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 It's like a 10X.
You're getting $800, $900.
Sticks are the only thing you really got. You're turning
over,
though.
Sticks, the top line's like $300.
I think we've had this conversation on a Saturday morning in terms of the progression.
Not mine. I'm saying top of the line.
Another little ritual we have.
Oh no! Oh, here we go! Here we go!
Doing some push-ups. Oh no! Not full extension. As
gosh,
you
are only
so pathetic.
It's because I dangle these benders all day.
Oh! And again, we don't know what's going on.
I don't know
what. You don't want to.
Just add an S to the end and you're all good.
I still have no idea. Push-ups? No, we're doing push-ups now. No.
There are things that happen.
Yeah.
And push-ups need to happen every once in a while. That's my second set today. That's the second set.
I've totally lost.
What did you have your first?
See, you
in
asked,
the locker room.
You know, we have the board. That's a thing we do.
It leads to chaos.
Is there a word that he said?
There was a word
that he said. Pee-wee's
Playhouse over here?
Do you want to play a game?
You guys all want to play a game?
Sure.
Oh, it's a lifetime
You're in for
game.
Life.
You can't get it out.
It's that quick.
It's fine.
If you're in.
Do you guys want to play game?
What's the game?
Don't.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Good question.
You get to say yes or no.
Do you want to play a game?
Jeff. Little Jeff's in.
I mean,
he's
sure.
in. So this is going to be good.
Well,
I feel as though this is just a rendition of the question game. Am I wrong?
You're there.
You
can
yeah.
leading to something.
Yeah, now you can't say
what. Tyler and I are about 12-pack in. Let's go.
Let's go.
We've had this conversation on a Saturday morning. I think talking about kind of within the youth hockey world, and more than anything else, like the development of the stick itself, right? So you can get the high-end, I guess, plexiglass. I mean, like the equipment.
Composite, yeah.
Or wood stick. I mean, you guys doing this with high school pads and, you know, wearing what we need to. Where do we stand in terms of having the actual thing that's probably... Would you say stick or...
The stick's been probably the only thing that's really progressed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Would you invest your, you know, I got $300 that I feel comfortable putting towards new equipment. Would you rather get new skates or new stick? Which
twig.
Is going to affect your game more?
The twig.
Yeah? Or, excuse me. Yeah, right? Yeah. You gotta... Come on.
Dude,
come
on.
You're the terminology guy.
Unless it's carbon
fiber. Look it up.
Stick. Write that down.
Yeah, twig. A hockey stick. Parentheses. Even though very few are made from wood anymore. Yeah.
See, there you go.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
I would prefer carbon fiber twig.
Just like my glasses. Like,
yeah.
carbon fiber teacher.
My old high school teacher.
He came out
with the wood stick and all of his gear from high school and came out and played with us.
That's probably better than half the people on the ring.
Upgrade real quick, though.
Because you're surprised, like, it was great because how we do, like, our beer league is you go out for an evaluation skate and everybody, you know, the captains look. And
Simon Cowell over here?
Yeah. And I'm like, I know this guy played in high school. I'll mark him down really low and then I'll draft him nice. I'll draft him late.
Sandbags, the
sleeper pick. And then he picks the game back up right away a couple weeks later. But no, he came out with the wood stick and then he started getting into it. He started playing morning hockey with us. He's like, Joe, this is the best time I've ever had. He's like, I'm having so much
fun.
So he's buying all new equipment. He's going through everything else. Yeah, he's having a great time.
He's still with you guys then? Yeah?
Yeah, he plays Sundays and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Okay, so how often do you play? We know you as Saturday hockey morning drinkers. How often do you guys play? Hockey players with a drinking problem.
You gotta hydrate.
Athletic hockey players is what you meant.
Right. It's a balancing act.
Right, but how often do you guys play? I know you play on Saturdays.
Well, Joe's probably the most, right?
Joe. I get a couple privileges being the director of morning hockey.
Wave your badge around.
I skate 5 times a week.
Oh, nice.
That's Gordon Bombay at Bloomington.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, now. There's no Dewey's on my record.
I was going to say, when's
Keith?
The limo service?
No.
2-3.
2-3?
2 to 3 times a week.
I'm 2 a week.
I'm 3, usually.
Sweet.
Game on.
Thursday, Saturday,
you got to stay in shape. We're finally 2 athletes.
Did you guys do roller hockey before Bloomington had ice?
I did. I grew up in Bloomington before ice, so I grew up playing it.
So, yeah.
And never learned how to ice skate until I got a job at the Pepsi Ice Center. And I was the guy with, like, the yellow jacket on.
that was, you know, corralling the public.
Yeah. Not the guy that everyone had to watch out for. Like, if you got the yellow jacket on, stay away from me. He can't skate.
Whenever, like, Santa Skate happens.
I was
dressing up. Lifting people up, like, when they fall, helping them. And teaching them. And
telling the kids, like, don't play tag, that kind of thing.
They'll throw snowballs.
Yeah, just trying to...
So the lifeguard, but ice...
Yes, the rink guard is what... That was my title when I was 16. And that's how I learned how to ice skate. But...
I feel like there's a lot of guys we played with that did only do roller before.
It was big.
It was real big.
Yeah, well, that was around here.
Yeah, like, I love playing roller hockey. You know, like, even neighborhood roller hockey. We turned my dad's wood sawhorses into goals, you know.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we played neighborhood, but I never played, like, organized here. But there's a lot of guys that we skate with.
Game on!
For sure.
Well, yeah, because we had two outdoor roller rinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rolling Brook and Soldiers of Sailors.
Soldiers of Sailors is still out there. It's good.
They keep redoing stuff on it, too, to keep it up, at least.
They put money into it, and it's really nice.
Yeah. There was definitely full contact, though, in, like, neighborhood roller hockey.
Oh, yeah. It had to be a fight every time.
Oh, yeah.
Too, right?
It was like, because that was the only way anybody would go home. It was like someone had to get their feelings hurt or a black eye. And it's like, all right, well, the game's over today.
It's garbage.
Speaking of, you know, stomping grounds and growing up in the hockey world, did you guys have the sick mullet, like, when you were 16 and playing?
Or still have
the
flow,
right?
The flow.
Excuse me.
Mullet curled just around the bottom of the helmet perfectly.
But I've seen, like Minnesota's state championships, and, like, every, you know, you skate on, you do the stop, but then you introduce yourself, and I'm like, a lot of these guys are... Right, but, like...
hair flip.
I feel as though we're a little south of this, but I've only, when I got my gig for the Flying Aces, I had a couple buddies back home. They're like, have you seen, like, the lore of hockey mullets? No, I mean, like.
There's a documentary on it about Minnesota high school hockey here. It's called Minnesota.
I'm not crazy, right? I'm not just pulling this.
It's a real thing.
If somebody has, somebody's got to have a shirt. In our size, it just says Minnesota.
I would be wearing that.
Go ahead and you can send that in to hashtag two beers in.
Anybody in Minnesota?
Yeah, Grove Brewing Company. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's time to, like, grow my hair out and see what's there and what's left. Maybe I can pull off a mullet still, since there's not much up top.
You had big flow going. Big flow.
I can get the sign back. Flow.
Yeah, you used to have.
You know,
start something new.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trendsetter.
Are there any guys in the league that, like, you know, rock it just to, because it's a cultural kind of thing? Hockey hair?
I've just always had.
You got,
for,
I mean, like, you have long
time,
hair, but it's not a, it's not,
it's
a mullet.
Not a mullet,
but, yeah.
Yeah.
It could be, though.
It could be. But no. Sweet.
But no.
There's a chance.
It's just, it's a wicked salad.
That's
the thing. Check it off. Right now. Yeah, sure. Give me a moment. I mean, let's see what else we have to work
through. We're playing hockey lingo bingo.
Who's got it? Who's got it?
I've been practicing and reading over hockey terms all week. I'm good.
I feel like, should we just do this, like, straight up, like, a vocab test? Like,
like, who's the beautician?
Like,
what
is the bottle rocket? Does anyone happen to...
I assume that's just going to be, it's a rip slap shot?
When a goal breaks the goalie's water bottle.
Oh,
oh.
Okay. All right.
See, I
would. He did that this week.
I don't
need
the net.
We'll see if Tyler remembers this one. Tyler, what is the cheese?
It's the top part of the goal.
All right, giddy up.
Top shelf.
Top shelf.
Yes, sir.
We only drink top shelf around here.
Top shelf Malort, though.
Also,
I mean.
We would also allow top cheddar.
What is
yes.
So I respect your nice sweater you got on. Is that happens across? I mean, you got a Guinness. It's. I feel as though, like, you got Canada, obviously. You got Russia. Is hockey a thing that's kind of an international? I mean, like, everyone's playing sports in the Olympics, but, like, I mean, it's a Guinness jersey. Is that just for the fact that it's Guinness, or
no,
is that, like,
my
you support the Irish team as well?
You know, I'm very Irish, and my brother got this in Dublin, and to be honest, I'm supposed to wear green at a bar crawl later tonight, so.
He's pretty
bird.
So is that your jersey?
Sweet.
It belongs to me.
That's good.
It's awesome.
Good looking jersey. He's trying.
I don't know what position you guys play, but, like,
we don't either.
As fans of the game, like, you know, you kind of always have that one that's near and dear to your heart in terms of professionals of who's your favorite through the years. I mean, outside of like Gretzky and Ovechkin and Crosby.
Well, there's no outside of Gretzky.
Okay. Sure, right, but like.
I mean, I shed a tear when he retired, man.
But you take.
I did.
You take those pinnacles of the game outside of it, and if you guys could just go around, we'll start here in terms of favorite players through the years, as people that don't necessarily know the game but were important to you and your hockey life.
Well, I grew up with the Kane Taze era, which was like, I mean, there's nothing.
Especially around here, absolutely. There's nothing
quite better than that. So I'll just take those
are
off the table
playing,
for the.
Is it an era?
There's well,
playing.
It. Well, I'm not it sure kind of. Are they playing?
there is a difference, I would agree. Yes.
Right. Right. It was. That was high school for me.
Yes,
those
yeah.
guys.
They made Chicago hockey great again. But I'm all about the grade eight Ovi. He's the best pure goal scorer in the world, I think. And he also just runs people over. He crushes like 2 pounds of pasta before a game and just goes out there wrecking people. Doesn't play defense. Just
that's like
that's not uncommon for a lot of greats that are scorers. I mean,
he's just he's a machine.
I was the Chelios, Roenick time frame for sure. Those were the guys that got me kind of hooked in for sure.
I liked PlayStation NHL 1994.
Where
the Colorado Avalanche were fantastic.
Yes.
Wasn't their goalie really good?
Patrick
Waugh.
Pissed off all of Montreal.
So I loved that. But, you know, the Blackhawks have been really fun to watch over the last 10 years.
You guys got a favorite sweater through the years? I know that the Buffalo Sabres previous logo had some sick
previous
gear.
Two are horrible.
But like that black and red stuff that you had
with the goat?
And, like, was it the goat?
Well, that's what we called it.
Sure,
it
but like
goat.
That was a sick jersey. I mean, I'm a soccer guy. They get new stuff to
I
pump
go,
this out
I go
every
back
single
to the
year.
Original
but
blue
like,
kits.
I like
soccer kits. Yeah.
Kits, correct. But you know, you never know who's in the room. You got a favorite sweater through the years?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
That is
the
one.
Alternates.
Black and white.
Going back,
Hawks alternate is good.
Like the Capitals, you know, I'm talking about Ovi. That Screaming Eagle alternate. You know that thing was that was a badass sweater.
I like the Islanders alternate with the fisherman on it.
That's cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Gordon.
Yeah, it's like that. You know, it's like a teal kind of color.
I think a lot of the minor leagues are cool. Just like in baseball,
minor leagues they do that for like promo night too much.
Well, I don't mean
too
low
the SpongeBob SquarePants
night. Directly below minors.
But I think, I mean, that Hawks sweater is
it's one of
iconic.
The best. It's one of the best.
The St. Patrick's, the green one is fantastic.
And the stuff they do with the Winter Classic.
Yeah.
Lately?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
The last couple of years has been
you're
really
in
cool,
it.
Too.
First Winter Classic ever. I was there.
You're in it again.
Slayer in Buffalo. Yep.
Gosh, you're such
against
a
the Pittsburgh
deal.
Penguins. Yeah, I was.
It's cool.
John, I was married and almost had a child.
No, it's just like I didn't know when the first one was.
No, it was, I mean, gosh, it has to be. It's over 10 years ago, so it's at least like 15 years ago.
Okay.
But it was, it was a fantastic time. Snowing. And hockey.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, exactly. And I was in club seats that were heated.
It's cold.
Well, the only reason I had those was my mom's boss had season tickets to all functions there. He was able to get the tickets, and we just bought them from him. So otherwise, they were sold out.
What was the ice bar or whatever in Buffalo when I went to Buffalo
716 it's been sold. I don't know what it is now, but it's connected to the arena and all the bars are made of simulated ice. It's like it's clear and it looks like ice has been skated on and you get your drinks there and it's pretty cool.
Right on.
And there's like a two-story TV in there at the main bar. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I may have watched Kentucky Derby once. Happened to be there at the right time.
Came on.
That's all.
Yeah.
Great 2 minutes there.
Yeah, it was. Fantastic 2 minutes, actually.
Best 2 minutes of my life.
Allegedly.
Have you guys seen a lot of NHL games live in person? Is there obviously Blackhawks closest, but like, is there a mecca of hockey that you enjoy live more than any other spot?
I like traveling, just seeing different rinks. I mean, I've been to Buffalo, and yeah. So I play out there. It's a great hockey town, even though the Sabres have been trash for some time.
Amen. Yes, that's going to go right. A little further, but amen.
You're so correct.
Very disappointed in that. Yes. Yeah.
Seeing the last Hawks-Wings game in Detroit when they the last time they played at Joe Louis Arena before Detroit built the new one. I've gone to Dallas and St. Louis. St. Louis and Chicago in St. Louis is always a blast.
Yeah.
Because Chicago travels well, and the Blues fans hate us there. So
that's cool.
It's entertaining.
I think there's any live hockey is far better than TV.
Oh, yeah.
Even it's any NHL level, it's so much better.
It's amazing how fast they are.
Yeah.
You've seen it on TV, and you're like, oh, I think I can catch up.
Right.
You know, even when they try that, like, the streak on the TV.
Yes.
The streak, you can catch up.
Fox tracks. That was the worst thing ever.
You go in person, it's a whole different thing, even at any level. Like, even to come watch us, we're super good. So if you were to come watch us live and in person, Saturday morning.
You want to get up Saturday mornings. I mean, that's pretty even par with what you're watching on TV.
I think proximity comes into it, though, John. Like, around here, we're not that close. It's a drive to get anywhere.
Sure, right? I mean, I grew up in Cincinnati, and we had the Cyclones, which are, like, I don't even know what technically that league is.
Right.
Well, what stinks is we had the Flying
Kelly
Aces.
Cup, I think.
Yes, we had hockey, yes.
You know, but they were kind of like an AAU kind of circumstance pre-going to college. They were very talented.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys.
That was... Flying Aces was U.S.
USHL.
That's 100%. But they're kids. And my whole thing, when I first moved to town, I was like the in-game MC and was like, why are we not doing dollar beer night? Like, it's hockey.
Yes.
Because you're a Cyclones guy. And all I know about the Cyclones is it's dollar beer night at Cyclones.
Absolutely. Who doesn't want to go to a dollar beer night and watch some hockey simultaneously?
So playing when I went to school up in Rockford, like they have the Ice Hawks. And, like, I got to know some people that got to meet some of the Ice Hawks guys and hang out with them. And, like, that was fun hockey. Like, I don't know if they were necessarily good, but everybody went there and had a blast. You know, it was just like, it was, I wish that we would have kept the hockey here. Because I think it would have, like, caught on more. You know, like, you
got
that culture.
Probably the best,
that
party vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
I had a bunch of friends that went to the University of Kentucky, and UK's hockey team always played at midnight on Saturday. And, like, I just rolled in.
Dude,
that's fantastic.
They have worse ice in the game.
Dude, that's a terrible ice distribution.
Best night, Alexander McGinley, hat trick, Rob Ray, three fights, and somebody smashed the glass. I mean, it was just, that's good stuff, man. $20. Back in the day, that's it.
I got all that entertainment for $20, dude.
School,
can you believe that?
I mean, high school, college, 10 o'clock. We just went standing room seats or the obstructed vision seats.
I grew up
back
going
the day.
To the Peoria Rivermen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch a Tony Twist.
Yes.
Chase. Just beat ass.
Oh, man.
You can't.
Even when you were sitting like 40 rows up against the bricks, like the Rivermen was still good.
The way the whole arena just changes when the momentum changes. Game 7 in the playoffs one year, I remember I was at a game and we won in overtime in Game 7. I have never felt an arena's floor shake like I felt that day. I mean, it's like you don't. I've been to college football, I've been to pro football games, I've been to all kinds of things, and I have never experienced anything like what I've experienced in a hockey arena.
That's because you're a Michigan State and a Bills fan.
For the record, I was at the greatest comeback in NFL history, sir. I was at that game, and it still wasn't like that. But thanks, Tyler, for just crushing my world. You might as well throw in that the Sabres are failures, too.
I already did.
Got some forever. Forever.
Covered.
We do go to... We go to one Sabres game a year, usually.
Up in Chicago, usually.
In Chicago. You do enjoy it.
I have a great time.
The Hawks.
Oh,
the Hawks put on a great show.
I don't think the Sabres have ever won in all the years you and I have gone.
I don't know. I normally require we leave in the second period
to
cut down on the parking.
Blackhawks game.
That's super, that I went with you.
And when Dad drives, I have to listen.
That's really badding it up.
Yeah.
Do you go silent on the radio back home too?
About
he does like to go. He does like to go silent on the radio.
Yes. Yeah. There's no talking.
You're the worst.
No. Yes. No. I think it's two goals or.
Yeah, two goal lead also is an exit.
Two goal lead.
They're not coming back. We're leaving.
Yeah, I'm like, we have to go.
Oh, my God. You are the worst.
So it's going to be the most exciting part of hockey. Mm-hmm. A two-goal deficit comeback.
That's right.
And even if we're staying overnight, we still have to leave early to beat the crowd to get to our Uber.
And normally, I'm usually like, well, I got you the ticket, so.
So you're going to listen to me?
Oh. Yeah, you have to go. But then after, he'll get me back when we're at some bar for 3 hours.
I don't know when we left that Blackhawks game that you took me to, but I was good to go. I don't know if we were up 5, down 10. You know, I don't know what.
It is quite an experience.
Well, that's because they're giving away free alcohol at the grocery store.
Grocery store tequila is the best when it's
It was samples night. They had a bar in the grocery store.
No, I just made a friend.
Yeah, he made a friend and was doing shots.
Another friend like, of ours we can't leave until this is gone. And I'm now I have a goal.
He didn't just live out back or something like that.
I was
Tyler hallucinated that night.
Right? Put some carts away too.
I remember the intro to the Blackhawks game was amazing.
Yes, and then after that,
and it was amazing because I rewatched it on my phone that morning. I'm like, man, they did all that. That was pretty cool.
So Joe, you do youth. How young? When's the first year they can start?
Oh, they start like hockey tots. I don't have kids. What, 4 years
four.
Old?
Four.
Yeah.
So I got a guy.
You got a kid?
Well, he's a guy.
he's
four. He's the size of a.
He's going to be a. Right. Let's see here.
Put on mirror.
Check the list.
He's going to be a plumber.
That's a good move.
He's definitely not
a plumber.
He's definitely not a beautician. He's a big old boy.
Hardworking player that's not the best.
Plumber.
The only problem is the no contact thing. He might.
He'll figure it out.
He might know that, like, hey, if I hit this guy, I can go take a break. Because he doesn't have the best stamina. But he's a big kid.
You need to change his frame so USA Hockey approves of competitive contact. That's the term that they prefer to use now. So if you change it to competitive contact, then he's an all-star. But I coach 9 and 10-year-olds, so I'm happy to scout him, see how he grows in the next 5 years.
He was here this morning. You guys were still spotted done. Yeah, I get a lot of... like, he'll, you know, he's four, and he's like, Dad, hold me. You know, and I pick him up. And, like, his mom picks him up, his toes, like, drag the ground. You know, and I'm like, everyone's like, how old is he? Like, 6, 7? I'm like, he can barely talk. He's four. They're like, he better play football. I'm like, hockey, man. I'm leaning more towards hockey. I'm like, he's got good balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, so maybe. I said, he could be the first 7'2 hockey player.
Hockey players always seem taller, but I guess because you're on, like, the sport version of high heels. Like.
Yeah, you get a little extra there. I mean, Zidane Charles is a beast on the ice.
So oh, yeah, yeah.
It could be like him.
It's great for short people.
100%, yeah.
Like, Kevin Hart played hockey.
He looks 6 foot. Yeah.
Pretty entertaining, too.
Yeah. Well, you guys are good size, but... It is.
What are you trying to say?
It is curious that when you see the pros, I mean, they're smaller guys. I mean, by the time they put everything on, and they're off the, you know, I don't know, what is that, 5 inches?
5 inches.
Anyway,
you've been convincing somebody that that's 5 inches.
Yes. Yes, I do.
He does that all the time. That's a good four.
Yes,
that's a strong 5.5.
You should see it when it's cold.
And we'll go to commercial. But they are smaller when you see them without their gear on.
Do they do height and weight without skates, without pads, or is it like football where they're like, you know what, you're...
I would assume it's their...
I think when they make our programs for the beer league, yeah, they probably.
When my mom comes out to the game,
they slap a sticker on straight or something. Non puck carrier. Goon squad on the side of it.
I know, like in baseball, like college, you know, like our coach would go, like, "What's your height and weight?" You know, like, he comes around at me and I'm like 6'5", 220. He's like, "All right, 6'7". Almost 300 pounds. What do you want to do? 275? And I'm like,
man, all right, okay. You know, like, you got to figure, like, the other teams see that, and they're like, holy shit, where's this guy at?
I try that intimidation factor on my driver's license. Super doesn't work.
Sir, can you please get out of the car? Like,
don't
wait
do
a minute.
It doesn't work. Don't put your roster stats on your driver's license. Bad idea. Write that down.
Yeah, it was always like 2 inches and 50 terrible. Pounds. Like, that's what you add.
Yep.
Don't do it on me.
Trying to intimidate people with your driver's license.
Good advice, really.
He's like, I'm going to the dude.
I mean, it just shows that you have a bigger time.
Sizing up, baby. 7'2".
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
The lady's like typing in 5'9", 5'10", 6'4".
Oh, we're good. Like 10 minutes. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we want to end with a little bit of this with your tradition, I think, before we would ever end any sort of.
We got a big day. Only this half of the table, if they want to.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like.
Like, feel free. I've already dipped the holy water.
I know. I know, but we know how that
works.
We're
not using my safe word today.
Three recordings.
12 are almost gone.
It's a big day.
It is a big day. And we'll go ahead and finish up the. Finish her up with a little malort.
Well, see, now these are real guys. I like that.
Whoa!
Yeah, go ahead. I'll do one.
Go ahead. Whoa! Would we like some ice for the pint glass?
Kanoff has to do one, too.
Yes. I will do one.
All right, we're all fucking...
There are some... Yeah, there are some
moonshine shots.
There are some moonshine cherries. If anybody, you know, wants to chase
them. Yeah, top it off with them. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
I've only had more once in my life, and it was the first week I left here in town.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody convinced you to do that?
And they're like, hey, man, welcome to town.
What is it that you're doing?
Moonshine
cherries. But that's not the same.
Oh, trust me, you can't,
I don't think you should complain.
You can't
anybody
chase.
Interested? Topping it off with some.
You put moonshine cherries in there.
Yeah.
What's your plan of attack? Are you gonna take them?
He wanted.
Jesus,
them.
Jeff, you good?
He wanted to see if it would smoke.
You can't chase the tinge of Merlord away, dude.
Well,
to
you guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy Festivus.
That's bad. Yeah. Delightful.
I gotta tell you, Charles really kicked it up a notch.
It's so pleasant.
It doesn't taste as good if we're not about to go play.
It's so pleasant. Right.
So one morning, I replaced Justin's coffee with a hole to the brim.
Oh, Lord. Did you heat it up? So we did.
The weight had to be the same.
So he skated. He left his coffee mug in the locker room, and he got off the ice early.
So Justin comes back to the locker room, and everyone knew his coffee mug was full of Malort. And Justin's talking.
The locker room's silent.
Justin's talking it up. He's talking to the guys like, good skate
guy. Did you get his Malort bottle?
What?
Was it his Malort bottle?
No, it was mine. God damn it. they mess with me. Because I burned all
the what's the trigger?
That's word. The word.
Mine?
It belongs to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're in the game. So you get to go to this too with him.
M-I-N-E.
Don't say it. Take it out of your vocabulary.
It's
so
not on the sheet.
It's
yeah.
The second you
you're
say
not gonna,
it,
you're not gonna.
Where you are, 10 push-ups. Locker room, bar.
We've seen Sanjay on the
side of the road.
Side of the road, anywhere.
On the ice.
I bring coffee to hockey in the morning, and these idiots, all of them, decided that it was a good idea, mostly Keith, to replace my coffee with Malort.
So there's like residual coffee in the cup too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I filled it to the brim.
He planned this. What a jerk. He planned this out. He brought an extra coffee mug.
I woke up early.
Poured
for this.
Out the coffee.
I saved his coffee
into the mug.
I thought of this on Thursday.
Left the ice a few minutes early, a shift early, if you will. Filled
if you
my
will.
Coffee mug with Malort. Half a bottle, whatever it was in my coffee
oh,
mug.
Man.
Not necessary.
But so I give them.
Justin comes back to the locker room. And he's talking to everyone in the Great Skate guys. You know, he's doing his speeches.
Yeah, believe it or not, Justin's a big talker.
He's doing the Lombardi thing, everyone's just watching him. And for the first time in his life, he's got the whole room looking at him. You know, because they know.
Yeah. It was so awesome.
He thought he was really.
I dominated.
Felt like I was on a pedestal. These guys are listening. Finally,
you guys.
And he finally told me after the fact, he's like, I wait for my coffee to cool down so I can take a healthy pull.
Right after
coffee. Yeah, he knew that coming in. Lord,
and he just puts his head between his knees and looks at me. All he says is, well played.
It was really good. So do you have to drink the whole thing? Is that part of the rule?
I wish.
That would have been really bad. But I took
that'd be a real rough start to a Saturday.
Off of it.
Knock your 10 out.
Oh yeah, get those 10 done.
Yeah, of course.
That's
20 push-ups.
All this is people helping people here. You don't want to get flamed.
Don't be selfish and stay in.
By far the most push-ups ever done on 2 beers in.
The only push-ups ever done on 2 beers
in. That is correct. So, just for the record, Keith has done 20 push-ups. That's 2 sets.
That's 2 gets.
He's failed twice.
What are we at? And he said it's his third for the day. He's already had another one.
My PB is 6. I've done 6 gets on the day before.
That's nice.
We were tailgating at ISU and
the game continues wherever.
Never stop. Don't say it.
No, the town doesn't matter. The place. Yeah.
Just remember what they told you not to say.
Don't text. Say
but so it's just honor system beyond you.
Lil Jeff still owes.
Well, if you're in the game, it can be initiated.
Oh, you did.
If you're not,
you said you're in the game.
If I'm having a conversation with my wife, she's not in the game. I can say the word.
I gotcha.
But it's good practice to not say
that. Dude, it is.
What these idiots.
Does the word change?
No. You don't get to choose. It's always, am I any?
Why was that the word?
Don't know.
Team player? I mean, like, just be selfish.
Nobody knows where it started.
Okay.
Before I was.
Probably 10 years ago. It's one of these things, just like we did at Jeff. Do you want to get in the game?
Sure.
Yeah, but you don't want him in the game.
But you don't know.
Because here's the thing. He's going to have technicalities. He's going to be like, just because you own Boardwalk doesn't mean I can't sightsee past it. You know,
have
like,
any of you ever like
that.
Forced yourself to do 10 push-ups without anyone else in the room? Because
it has to be somebody
someone
from
has
the
to
game.
Call you.
Yeah, you got to.
It's got
to
be.
You
got
to
get
going.
Yeah.
It's
got to
be in conversation.
But you have forced yourself to do push-ups like at the dog where the floor is super clean.
I bet, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
McGuire's.
You got to really.
That's another
40 years ago.
You gotta really and lick your fingers when you get up, like
yes.
Or stir someone else's beer.
Yeah. Yes.
Thirsty
little
fella.
I'll just get the foam out. Yeah.
Let me take care of that for you.
Yeah.
Mm, little pokes.
You may even get it. Somebody say, "Hey, that's
salt."
Yeah.
And
don't
you,
do that.
Yeah,
don't touch
you know.
It.
Yeah.
So it's like a double.
No,
it's a weird situation.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not doing push-ups.
Thanks for that. I'm gonna go 2 fingers in this one.
I think you can fit all 5 in there, Tyler.
I have to put mittens on if I'm doing it.
No knuckles?
I wouldn't put
no,
that.
No knuckles.
A little sanitizer squirt in,
yeah,
the, in
squirt.
The latte.
A little squirt. I'm not putting my hands on the floor.
Just get some napkins or something like that.
Or napkins. Yeah, that would be legit.
We're going to try to get him a bubble soon.
I hope Santa brings
it. Be good
it.
For the ice. Put him in goal. Yeah.
Yep.
Santa brings
it. It'll be there soon.
Not with the current Amazon factory plowed.
Ooh,
yeah.
Not good.
Not good at all.
So as we approach the end of the show, for our listeners out there, you know, sometimes things come down to a close shave. Brought to you by our friends at smoothmyballs.com/2beersin. Use promo code 2beersin to score yourself 20% off your order at smoothmyballs.com. But we always like to, you know, take a moment at the end of the show before we call it quits because we'll stop recording and you guys will be like, oh, we didn't tell this one story.
The
this
lettuce
one
trimmer.
The southern right. Lettuce trimmer.
Right. Anybody want to get rid of their cabbage patch?
We also have a gas version available.
Oh, shit. I think the only time that's been used was the Night Shop episode when someone accidentally shaved part of their face.
Yeah, Chris accidentally shaved off part of his beard.
Yeah.
Oh.
He called our bluff and it.
He sure did.
It does work really yep. well.
She does.
Oof.
Cool. On that note, we'll. I mean, we got Miracle on the background. Is there good hockey representation in terms of media? I mean, we've talked about the Mighty Ducks a couple times. I mean, the kids are back into
kids
it,
like
but
it
like,
now.
But that's just because Disney Plus has got that series going
yep, yeah.
again. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is there other hockey representation in the media? I mean, like Miracle, it's been quite some time since the actual event itself happened for. Kind of
a person like Mystery Alaska.
Sure, but
Mystery
like when
Alaska,
but like when
yeah,
Miracle happened, I feel
yeah.
as though that was the last time. I mean, the Olympics, it's kind of one of those things that everyone puts their differences aside, and like as a non-hockey fan, you watch the U.S. go as far as they can and you get behind moments like this. But like, I guess when the Blues won a couple years back, was that probably like the biggest hockey moment on a regional level for quite some time? Is there anything? I mean, the for what's going on in Chicago right now, like it's kind of it seems as though hockey's
well,
kind of been
a run
low.
For a while though.
Sure, but like there are some things happening in Chicago right now with the Blackhawks that are like people are like, oh, maybe
yep.
we should
yeah.
yeah.
It's something that I know about really well, John.
What are you going to be, the Cleveland Spiders or what?
No, I have renounced my loyalty to the Cleveland Indians once they dropped their name.
Right, you're a White Sox fan now.
No, I am a Milwaukee Brewers.
This is not a baseball episode.
Now, this
yeah.
just came out.
No,
this
not
just
a Guardian.
Got dropped right now.
Whoa. That's not a Guardian.
Whoa.
This happened.
There is some
Sorry,
serious
man.
Tension.
I've known that. You had to have
we
known that.
We might need
that.
To go to commercial.
He's got a Brewers.
Brewers?
Yeah.
He's got a Brewers shirt.
We own a, we own a brewery. I own a Brewers.
Piss off for all I care now.
Yeah, that's how you felt before when I liked the Indians.
No, I was fine. I was fine. I was fine. At least if my team had to lose to somebody in the division, it was the Indians. And then I'm like, hey, good for you. And then, you know.
Now you're going Brewers on
it. It looks that way, yeah.
Who's that?
It's a great place
Jesus
to tailgate.
That's what I'm thinking,
this.
Right? It's a great
really
city
good.
To drink beer. I mean.
I'd rather have you say the Cubs.
Oh, no, I can't go there.
Sorry. St. Louis.
Get off this
Cardinals.
Baseball train right now. What are we doing? We're talking to the hockey ball.
It's all related, John.
I guess.
It's all yeah. related.
Sports. Coming up next sports. Week, John talks about soccer for that's 2 hours.
That's where we cut. The, that's where we draw the line.
You show me the ratings over
wait,
in England.
On,
you can talk
on,
of soccer.
Oh, you
got
a...
I've got my hat to support you.
That's been sitting there since you bought it, folks.
Here we I'm go. Ready.
They won this morning. That's all
go
I gotta say.
White
you
team.
Notice how like white it is. It just it looks like
Chelsea.
It's, as in the Chelsea. As in it's a white hat.
So you guys,
Chelsea.
Son of a Tyler.
Who is she again?
It's a white
who
hat.
Who is she?
Oh
man, before
no
before all the wheels come off this Zamboni.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you for another 8 years.